Yesterday on Right to Real Love Radio, the number one relationship podcast for Christians that will make you happier and smarter.
You can do the physical work, but the spiritual work, you have to do that with God. Like, you cannot do spiritual work alone.
Now, let's get back into the discussion.
Calvin, I think it's so important for us to turn our attention to what a lot of people want to hear, man. We didn't talk about so much, and it's like the people are like, yo, when we gonna get into the meat? Here it comes. So most people want to know, Calvin, in what ways does God speak to us? We talking about God's voice and hearing it, but how does he speak?
He speaks to us clear as day. I believe that God speaks to us through our hearts, and I believe he speaks to us through other people. It's funny that I say this, but I believe God speaks through us through signs. You know, sometimes people pray, Lord, I need a sign. Send me a sign. I'm not going to say that God has a physical sign, but it could be something.
Sorry to cut you off, Gavin. What came to mind when you said a sign? All I can see is somebody driving down the freeway, right? And, you know, they're like, God, send me a sign about this relationship. First thing they look at, that exit sign. But no, yeah. he can't mean that. He can't mean that. Like, no, that's not what he means. You asked for that sign, he gave it to you. Exit was the next thing you laid your eyes on.
It could be a situation like that. You never know. But it's important to be open and receptive to when God speaks to us. And like I mentioned earlier, I believe that God speaks to us in ways that we have no way ourselves have the ability to think those certain thoughts that come our way when God speaks in our direction and speaks over our lives and situations that come up. But that's my belief. I believe that, you know, again, speaks to us in our hearts through other people. You know, it could be even music. You listening to music and you hear a particular message inside those verses, and you're like, wow. That's God speaking to me through this song. And, you know, I've had that experience many times. My daughter, when she graduated from high school this past June of 2017,
nice.
Went down to North Carolina for the graduation, enjoyed my time with my kids, ended up going to church on Sunday, the day that I was supposed to leave. Went to church, she was doing a praise dance, and she was dancing to song Your Destiny. And I'm having a hard time remembering the man's name who sings it.
I know the song you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Yeah, so she did a praise dance to that. And that, to me, that was God speaking to me. So once I heard the words to that song, and I truly listened, and I was able to witness her praise dance, God was speaking to me, because he was talking about your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
Yes.
That right there, your destiny is too important to give up for anything. And that's just anything, because I think and I believe that we all know what we're destined for. God presents us with the gifts and talents that we were born with. We all know what those things are. At some point in our lives, we come into contact with what our gifts and talents are. A lot of times we'll jeopardize our gifts and talents for things that are not of God. The for the moment situations, that's what I'll call it. I'll call it the for the moment situation.
Oh, yeah.
We have those for the moment situations that come up that make us feel good for the moment. Whether it's, man, I want that cup of coffee, knowing that you shouldn't drink that cup of coffee. Man, that girl looks good. Man, that woman looks good. Man, that boy, that man looks good. You know, situations that come up, you know, from a lustful perspective. A lot of times we will jeopardize our destiny because we want to fulfill that feeling of lust that we have, knowing that we shouldn't do it, knowing that we shouldn't have any parts of those particular situations. It just takes me back. You know, your destiny is too important to give up for anything. And we have to keep that in the forefront of our mind. So that way it's not one of those little thoughts that's just in the back of your mind. You know, have a clear vision, clear and concise vision of what you are destined for. With that, we have the ability to manifest everything that we want, because we're being obedient to God's voice and God's word and God's direction in our lives. Any little thing that we allow to get in the way can derail God's plans for our lives.
It can.
Sometimes it's hard for us to get back on track because, you know, take a diet, for example. You're on a diet, you're doing great. And next thing you know, you get the craving for a cookie. You have a cookie. Next thing you know, that one cookie turns into two cookies. Next thing you know, those two cookies turns into a pack. And the next thing you know, you're off your diet. And then you're starting to feel down and depressed because you're not losing the weight that you're looking to lose. And then it's one of those situations like, I knew I shouldn't have did it, you know, but I did it anyway. Now I got to pay the price for my sin.
Listen to God talking to me through you. You know I love cookies.
Me too.
Calvin out here talking about them cookies, man. Like, God.
People followed my Instagram and uh-huh. social media posts for this summer.
Yeah.
I was putting pictures of me eating ice cream, all kinds of man, I was just living life. And one of the things, like, I get this towards the end of the summer, uh-huh. and this is off track. Towards the end of the summer, I was like, all right, this is my last ice cream cone. Not eating any more ice cream cones. I've been working on my winter body all summer.
Yo, that's so real.
just to get back on track, we really have to take the time and understand our destiny, understand what direction God wants us to go in. And that just brings me to a particular book that I do want to reference, and it's called mm-hmm. Outwit the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
Mm.
It's a really, really good book. This book was written in 1938 by Napoleon Hill, and he interviews the devil. It's a Q&A session from chapter 3 to chapter 12.
Mm.
And the book, like I said, the book was written in 1938, wasn't published until 2011. And when Napoleon Hill wrote the manuscript, he had a few people read it. I think his wife was included in that. And those people who read the book said, do not publish this book while I'm alive. This book is just going to upset the world. It's going to put so many things into a disarray. But I'll tell you one thing, 1938 to 2011, the information that's in this book and the questions that Napoleon Hill asked the devil are so relevant. This book wow. is going to live forever. And it's just going to be out there. Once people get their hands on the book, it's going to change their lives. Because I'll tell you this, I was introduced to this book back in 2013. Mm-hmm. From 2013 to 2017 and ongoing, I'm going to read this book every year, every single year.
Yo, that's saying a lot right there, bro.
Yeah, it's so much information in here, because it goes from, you know, how the devil, you know, plays tricks on us to make us think, you know, God is talking to us. And in reality, it's the devil talking to us. And we're thinking that, man, all right, God told me to do X, Y, and Z. And I've been in those situations before where I thought God told me to do certain things that wasn't God speaking to me. It was the devil speaking to me. And it's just like, wow, like I really had myself open to the devil to take control over my life and tell me to do certain things, tell me to walk away from certain situations. And I walked away. When I walked away, over time, I realized that wasn't the right thing to do. That wasn't God telling you to do that. You know, you have to really take some steps back and say, you know what? Apologize to God for one, for being disobedient and letting God know, you know, I allowed the devil to come in and take over my life. And I allowed the devil to come in and infect me in so many ways, whether it was, you know, my own personal thoughts, you know, being impacted over my life, or people coming into my life and me allowing people into my life and allowing their words to infect me and cause disarray in my life. You know, it's amazing, you know, the things you sit back and you think about how we kind of like torture ourselves. Mm-hmm. just basically. Things that we allow to come in. And, you know, it's just this book, Outwitting the Devil. If you're listening to this podcast, do yourself a favor, pick up the book, read the book, and shoot me an email. Tell me what you think about it. And, you know, I'm curious to know what people think about it. And at the end, we can talk about how people can get in touch with me to shoot me the email and let me know their thoughts on Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, yeah. If you want, you can give them your contact information now.
All right, so yeah, you can reach me at cp@cpspeaks.com. So cp@cpspeaks.com.
How is it going, real lovers? I know y'all enjoying this discussion, and we're going to just take a very quick break so that I can give some shout outs to you amazing real lovers who have taken the time to send me some emails recently. Y'all know I love getting emails from y'all. So let me give a huge shout out to those of you who have sent me some recently. So big ups to Rosemary, Tierra, Olu, Rave, Monique, Walita, Dami, Christine, Zan, and Claire. I really appreciate you all so, so much for taking the time out to send me some emails. It's always a joy getting them from y'all. So keep them coming, real lovers. Keep them coming. And I'll continue giving y'all the shout outs here on the podcast. But right now, I want to encourage you, if you have yet to send me an email, but you like to, just head over to writetorealove.com/contact. Leave me an email, or send me an email is what I meant to say, and we can connect. I look forward to it. But right now, let's get back into this great discussion. What you just said, so on point. Definitely, you got to pick up that book, man. I hadn't even heard about that one. So yeah, most times when you hear Napoleon Hill, most people think talking about Think and Grow Rich, but right. I've never heard anybody talk about that particular book from him. But I definitely want to give that one a read. And you touched on something else that we didn't touch on, but I think it is important to note, which is the different voices that we have the tendency to hear. As you already stated, we have the voice of God is the voice that we're trying to hear. But you just alluded to, there's also the voice of the enemy that we hear sometimes. And as we may all know, we also hear our own inner voice. So it's very, very important for us to not only be able to hear God's voice, but to be able to discern it from the variety of other voices that are coming through in our head. So that's really, really important. And to go back to the ways that God speaks to us, man, you hit on it. Like the ones that you shared are on point. I know that there was a ebook that a previous guest on the podcast wrote some time ago, and he shared 5 ways. Obviously, it's not all inclusive, but I just wanted to share with you guys the 5 ways that God speaks to us that he shared. And the first one was dreams and visions. He also stated, like Calvin, other people. He also mentioned open doors and closed doors is a way that God speaks to us. God's small, still voice, something that we're all most times looking for. And then the one that we should all be aware of, which is God's word. You know, God's word is one of the ways for us to always hear from us. So this is the answer to that question that most people ask as well. You know, how often does God speak to us? God speaks to us all the time. You can hear from God whenever you want to. All you have to do is go pick up your Bible. I think sometimes we get caught up in trying to find the right word, but not coming to me right now, but we get caught up in wanting to hear the audible voice of God. We want him to come through and talk to us so that we can hear him with our natural ears. But as Calvin talked about early on the podcast, may not have stated it explicitly, but implicitly, I was able to read between the lines as you talked about. God speaks to our hearts. And that's precisely what his word does. When you read the word of God, it shouldn't be like just picking up a book and just, you know, I'm just knocking out my reading. Reading the word of God isn't about quantity as much as it is quality. And it's speaking to your heart, especially if you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you. Man, when you read the word of God, slow down. Like we were talking about before, slow your pace down. Get to a place where you're not just racing through like, all right, I read my passage for the day. Or whatever the case, get to a place where you can really receive what God is saying and speaking to you directly.
Yes, definitely. And you know, definitely through the Bible, that's one of the best books ever written.
Yes, sir.
I can't front. And this is just, you know, something that I'm disclosing to the audience. Mm-hmm. Back in 2003, I was incarcerated. And during that time, I had my Bible and I read my Bible from beginning to end. And I, born and raised in the church, you know, as a kid, spent a lot of time in church. As an adult, I didn't spend as much time in the church. But reading the Bible from beginning to end, everything that goes on in this world today has happened in the Bible, is written in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Like there is no story in that Bible that you cannot relate to what's going on in today's world, you know, from, you know, just everything.
That's real.
It's hard to break it down, but it's like everything that goes on in the world is already written in the Bible. So if you want to see how people overcome situations and overcome adversity and overcome, you know, struggles, or not only that, just how people are blessed. And man, it's there. So whatever anybody may be going through, any type of struggles or any, you know, any adversity that they may be dealing with, just know that you're going to get through it. And that's the key. You have to go through it in order to get to the other side. And it's written. It's already written. You're mm-hmm. going to make it. You know, you're going to make it. Just keep the positive attitude, the positive outlook, and constantly pray and constantly, you know, reinforce, you know, whatever positive information you need to do. Reinforce it with the word of God.
That's right.
Just to take it back a little bit, another book by Joyce Meyer that I keep with me. Ironically, I don't have it with me today. It's in another bag. Mm-hmm. It's a little purple book that you can keep in your back pocket. And it's called The Secret Power of Speaking God's Word. So any emotion, anything that you're feeling in your life at the time, you can reference that information there. So if you're feeling anxious, you have anxiety going on in your life, look up the word anxiety and it'll tell you what page to turn to. And it gives you a list of scriptures that help you deal with anxiety. That book is powerful. That book has so much information in it, the Bible scriptures. And that's all that is in there, just Bible scriptures. And it's just a quick reference. You know, you're feeling, you know, sad, anxious, depressed, any type of emotion that you're feeling. Look up that particular word or how you're feeling. It'll take you to those scriptures, read those scriptures, and just constantly, you know, meditate on the word of God, and it'll bring you through, and it'll give you the power that you need, because God is all about empowering people, making sure that people have, you know, the energy that's needed to make it through the situation. Like you said, God's not going to put anything on you that you can't handle. You know, being incarcerated, I thought, man, this isn't going to be a great situation. Of course it's not, but I can honestly say during my time that I was incarcerated, I was okay. You know,
wow, and that's because
God with me. And mm-hmm. I made sure that I wasn't going to allow myself to get caught up into, you know, the system. You know, I call myself a one and done. I made a mistake, I paid the price for it, and I learned my lesson. And it's not going to happen again. And whatever I can do to make sure it's not going to happen again, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep myself on the up and up. I'm going to keep myself away from certain people that I know I don't need to be around because they do certain things that I used to enjoy doing. And it's just not worth it. You know, I saw and I know what my destiny is. I know where God has taken me. And I want to make sure that I stay on that track. You know, and I know it's not going to be an easy track to stay on because we have so many influences in this world. But I already know where God is going to lead me and where he's taking me. And I'm making sure I do my best to follow those steps and, you know, just to keep myself on the up and up, because the other side isn't worth it. You know, it's really not worth it. You know, what I want to do is make sure I go to heaven. And I want to make sure that I live a fulfilled life. I want to make sure that I impact as many people and I affect as many people's lives as I can, because I want to give that positive information, that positive influence, and I want to pour into people's lives and pour into their spirits based on my personal experiences and things that I learned to be that helping hand along the way. And it's funny because it just takes me to my book that I wrote, Polished, A Young Professional's Guide for Success. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I really enjoy doing is helping other people. And this is really, you know, the book is written based on my personal experiences, you know, when I was still in my information technology career, just helping people figure out, you know, how do I conduct myself in the business environment? How do I write a resume? How do I communicate with people? You know, it's just being that helping hand to help people along the way and just pulling people up that ladder. Because when you get to the top of a ladder, guess what? There's another ladder you have to climb to get to the top of that one. There's so many stages and levels to life. You know, a lot of times people think, man, I'm on top. Like, really, you're on top for this particular time period. What happens after this time period passes? Then where are you going to be? You know, I think a lot of times we have to continuously climb ladders to keep elevating ourselves. And while we're climbing that ladder, send that rope down and pull somebody up with you, because it's definitely worth it. And, you know, that's the thing. God put us on this earth with everybody else, this population, you know, that we have, these millions, billions, trillions and zillions of people. We're here to help each other, because that's what God wants us to do, help each other. And that's what it's all about, living life, helping each other out and moving forward.
Real lovers, are you guys enjoying this discussion with my man Calvin? I hope you guys are. Trust and believe, y'all, we got so much more to dive into. That's right, this thing is not over. Me and my man Calvin are going to share even more with you, some of our own personal experiences, a whole bunch of good stuff. You guys don't want to miss it. Make sure you come back and check out the next part of our discussion. Also, in the meantime, in between time, if you know anybody out there who has a desire to be able to learn how to hear or discern God's voice, why don't you go ahead and share the love? Let them know about the Right to Real Love Radio podcast, especially this series, and may God allow it to be a benefit and a blessing to them. I appreciate your continued support, and I'm going to catch you guys in the next episode. Until then, y'all, stay blessed, live, and love life. Thank God for another podcast. Deuces!